In order to improve the success of new food technology development and commercialization in Europe and increase consumer acceptance of new food products, Connect for Action, a three-year EU-funded research project which started in 2011, aims to improve the communication between social and consumer scientists, food technology developers and consumers. Professor Mario Mazzocchi from the University of Bologna talks about the Connect for Action toolbox, which aims to assist relevant stakeholders in order to improve internal communication, that means communication within the industry, and external communication, which takes place to and from consumers during the process of food technology development. Can you explain what the Connect for Action toolbox is?
Sure. It is a set of tangible tools which we hope will facilitate the communication among the actors in the food product and technology development. The main aim of this toolbox is to reduce the risk of consumer rejection, which can be caused by several things, like especially misunderstanding, mistrust, and fear on the consumer side. So we basically want to create this set of tools, which will be, by the way, made publicly available through a specific session of the Connect for Action website.
What does the toolbox consist of?
We have seven tools. The first one is a set of recommendations which are aimed at a more efficient communication at the different levels and different stage of the food innovation process. Then we have a collection of short case studies which should illustrate success and failure stories which are related to the communication during the new food development projects. Third, we have a guide to create awareness and proactivity through the identification at an early stage of new food development of those that are the possible negative consumer perception, hazards, risks, or other issues that may affect the success of new food products and technologies. The fourth tool is a description of those steps that are needed to implement an effective communication plan within a food company. Then as a fifth tool, we have a glossary of key terms because we think it's a key requirement to have a common language between people that come from different disciplines. As a sixth tool, which is basically a double tool, we have two wikis. One is a wiki which tries to explain the basics and the usefulness of consumer science to those that are not from consumer science, especially non-social scientists. The other one is a wiki on food science and technology, which is instead aimed at those coming from a social science background. So those that are maybe involved in the marketing to understand better something about the technological part of the food development process. And finally, we have another interactive tool, which is a typical discussion forum on the web page. And as you can see, all of those tools have an element of interactivity and can develop in the future.
What's the target audience for those tools?
The main target audience, of course, is the variety of stakeholders which act along the whole food chain. So we have, for example, food technologists, consumer scientists, but also retailers, caterers, marketers, farmers, and so on. I'll continue. But the main focus is on the dialogue between the food technologists and the consumer scientists, because our early research in this project has shown that there are problems in the effective communication among these two broad categories of stakeholders.
In your own view, why and how do you think these tools will be effective in improving communication during food technology development and commercialization?
Well, we hope and we think that these tools will be effective in improving communication. And this is for three reasons. Well, first, they are science-based. There is research, and not only our research, but research from the literature behind those tools. Second, because we developed them through a lot of interaction with the primary actors. We really had the stakeholders involved in the development of the tools. And finally, which is probably the most important characteristics, these tools are not fixed. They will evolve even after the end of the project. As I say, there are wikis, there are forums. And so we hope that the whole Connect for Action community will contribute to the continuous development of those tools. And this, I think, is a key thing because it's an issue which is continuously evolving, so the tools should be evolving as well.
There will be training to accompany the toolbox. How will this training be designed, and what's the main audience you want to target with this?
We have two trainings. One is tailored to those professionals in the food industry, and the other is tailored to young academics, because we think that now academics in this area shouldn't be only specialized in their discipline, whether food technology or consumer science, but should have a bit of both elements. The basis for those modules are the research findings of Connect for Actions, especially on the barriers and the facilitators, and of course, all the tools in the toolbox. What we did, we piloted and tested these trainings. At the end of the project, we will also complete an e-learning platform containing the materials for those trainings.
When will the toolbox and training be ready? How and where will they be available to the public? How can people who are interested in the toolbox and the training access Connect for Action?
The tools are and will be work in progress until the end of the Connect for Action project, which is November 2014. The toolbox is already available on a special section of the Connect for Action website and will be finalized after the end of the project. The training materials is only available to those users that are registering in the e-learning platforms. We still have two final trainings to which professionals and students can participate. The important thing is to get in touch with us to obtain information and access the materials.